Tomorrow I will be strong enough because I took the time today. You know, that song is a powerful song, but it's almost completely opposite to the Virgo National Anthem. You know, those of us who live a little bit A-type personality, don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Don't put off to 5 minutes from now what you can do today. And you do, and somehow things don't get done because you're a human doing and not a human being. The song gives us a clear indication to be a human being, to take the time necessary to just be present, to be aware, to be awake in the moment, and to breathe. Do that with me. You know, there are seasons in all of our lives where it seems like nothing is happening. Has anybody ever had those moments? The movers and shakers go, nothing's happening, nothing's moving, nothing's stirring. Our prayers have been lifted. And they go into the silent nothingness and we go, God, are you there? Universe, are you there? Is anything happening? Our spiritual practice still feels steady, but it seems very uneventful. That is the beautiful, juicy moment of growth. But we rush in to do something else because we don't trust. We don't have faith. The dreams that once burned like a fire within us now seem like a dim light beneath the weight of waiting. Anybody ever have trouble like I do dealing with the weight of waiting? But is waiting a necessary component? You know, I've looked at this as an A-type personality. I work, I'll give myself a Sabbath. But is it possible that a Sabbath is needed before I begin the work? That I need to get grounded and centered in who I am and what I'm doing and what I'm about and what wants life through me before I get too busy that I've forgotten even why I had the vision to begin with? So here's an affirmation I want us all to hold as the foundation for the house I want to build today. Let's go ahead and put it up there. Together, silence is not absence. Silence is gestation. Who's giving birth to a reality today? I hope all of you are. I hope all of you have men and women. You're giving birth to something today. Your consciousness is bringing forth thoughts. Seeds are sprouting in your mind, your heart, your spirit, and your life by you simply being here today. Silence is not absence. It is gestation. Something is moving and stirring beneath the surface. This is week 3 in a 5-part series where I've used my backyard as the metaphor. The garden as the metaphor. In week 1, we remembered the truth that gardens don't tend themselves. We are called to not be spectators. We are not just called to be tourists in the garden of our individual life or the collective life of the community. We are called to be the gardeners themselves, to be the ones putting in the work, tilling the soil, planting the seeds, and doing the work that needs to be done. Week 2 was probably the hardest one in the series because it's, you know, we get to confront the human ego. And we talked about the tending of the garden is sometimes you have to trim. Sometimes you have to prune. Sometimes you have to clean. Sometimes you've got to pull the weeds. We love the idea of letting go. I release, I let go. And no, I don't really want to do that when it comes to life the way I want it. And so last week was about letting go, trimming, pruning. This week is all about the planting. Take a breath with me. Have you noticed that sometimes we human beings are the most impatient creatures on the planet? I'll own it. I'm going to own it. I want my good, and I want it not just now. I want it yesterday. And so I get busy and actually keep the good away because I'm too busy doing. We want our good and we want it now. And what happens when we want that good and we want it now? It exposes the edge of our faith. There is an edge to your belief system. There's an edge to my belief system. And I come up against in that waiting time, that Sabbath time, to the edge of my faith, the edge of my trust, and the edge of my belief system. Now, they say if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. Is that possible? I don't know, but I know that means growth. If I stay conscious, when I come to the edge of my faith, then I can begin to grow. In my garden, I don't know about you, any gardeners in the room? My favorite things in the garden are the tulips, the daffodils, and the iris. All these beautiful bulb plants that this time of year you start putting into the ground. And you give all the care it needs, make sure it doesn't go too deep. Then you cover it up. And then begins the very long period of trusting that the earth, that the soil, that the work I have done is being acted upon. I've developed a bit of patience, and I love it. Maybe late March, even in April, they start to come up, and I see the fruition. I see the plant begin to come up, and then by end of April, they're in full bloom, and I'm enjoying the fruits of my labors. Don't you love that yourself? And I ask myself, am I that patient with my spiritual path? Am I that faithful and trusting that when I put it into the soil that I can walk away and leave it alone? I would like to say I'm probably not, but I'm better than I used to be. And that we as a human race in our impatience need to treat our spiritual lives, our dreams, our visions with the same kind of care that we do a tulip bulb, an iris bulb, and a daffodil bulb. I learned to be as patient with the soil of my soul. I invite you to put your hands on your heart and say, I am patient with the soil of my soul. I am patient with the soil of my soul. Really? It feels good here, but if we don't do it out there, then it's a pretty idea. And that's what I'm calling us to do, to be as patient with the soil and the bulbs of the divine ideas, those divine ideas that have been planted into your heart, into your mind, into your spirit that said, I want to have expression through you. We plant them in consciousness. We plant them in prayers. We plant them in meditations. And then to be patient enough to simply know that the earth, the entire earth, God as the entire earth, is acting upon it. All of it is the universe as the great womb of creation. You've planted a seed into the womb, the great obstetrician that is the universe, the light and the love and the energy of God is acting upon those ideas because you've planted them. It's a great gestational process of becoming. And the obstetrician is doing the work to prepare, to birth, to nurture, and to create. Now, I have never, ever been pregnant. I may surprise you. But I have never met a woman who was about six, seven months said, I'm ready for this baby to get out of me. I am so ready. And we all know what happens if you try to rush that process. Life is lost. And the same is true with the divine ideas. We get to the place of impatience. We want to dig up the bulbs and see, is it working? Is it working? And the very process of digging up the bulbs kills the roots. The very process of forcing the baby out is not good for the baby. And the very process of digging up in consciousness because we don't trust, we come to the edge of our faith, can kill the dream, can kill the vision, can kill the possibility individually and collectively. We read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. I love it, all the ones in here. It's a beginning place. It's the beginning place of all creation. Let's read it together. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Oh, I hate that. The conviction of things I cannot see, who see beyond what I can control with my, I can see, I can hear, I can touch, I can taste. I have to give up that control. And did I mention the anthem, the Virgo anthem? Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do right now. And I dig up the bulb because we cannot control creation. We cannot control manifestation. We can control the planting, but we cannot control the divine timing that is moving and stirring at the level of the womb. We know in Scripture, I also read in Scripture in the Older Testament, that to everything there is a season, yes? To everything, to every purpose under heaven, there is a season. Today, the message is the silent season of the soul. Say that with me. The silent season of the soul. This is the season that is the most uncomfortable for human doings. But it's the place of heaven on earth for human beings. The question we ask ourselves all the time, am I a human doing or am I a human being? Well, look at your impatience with the manifestation process. Look at your impatience with things unfurling the way you think they should or the divine timing of all creation. Spiritual growth is often quieter than our expectations. Have you noticed that? Spiritual manifestation and growth is much quieter than our expectations and so much slower than our timelines. Okay, God, I prayed last week. It's Thursday at 2 o'clock. I expected it by now. Why is it not here? Yet we, as spiritual students, know that underneath the surface, something is moving. Divine ideas are doing their work in the dark, in the rich soil of the soul, individually and collectively, in the womb. This is the season of trust, where trust becomes much more than a word, a pretty idea that we share on Sunday mornings. It is faith lived. It is faith known at depth. It becomes a way of being. Trust and faith are a way of life, not a religion, not an event. Faith and trust are the energy by which I am living every step, every breath, every heartbeat, every action, every stillness, and every silence. Take a breath with me. Within that breath is the grounded yes that keeps us from digging up the bulbs and pushing the baby out too soon. Our prayers have been planted. Our meditations have been planted. Our intentions have not yet taken root. Yet our becoming is already underway. I used Don Mancini's NCs here earlier. It would have been easy along this very long road at any point to say it just didn't work. Just didn't work. Yet he's a boxer. He says, no, I'm not giving up. And his son didn't give up on him. His wife didn't give up on him. There is a time and a season for everything. Stay the course. Keep your eye single. Keep your faith active and moving and stirring. And then you have the manifestation in perfect timing. Ours is to honor that silent season of the soul as we let the roots go down deep, really deep, before the blossom has appeared. Maybe it's 9 months. Maybe it's planting in October and I don't see them till April. But they're there. And my knowing is a part of the manifestation process. My claiming, my being, my trust, and my faith. Scripture says that this, God who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Let's say it together. God who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. You see, those divine ideas, those moments of epiphany and revelation that get downloaded into your mind, those are the gifts of the divine doing business as you. That is a God job that you had that aha moment, that you had that vision and that idea. The universe will see it through to fruition, will see it through to the end. God is faithful because God knows only to respond to your thoughts, to respond to your planting, to respond to the divine ideas that you say, these are mine. And I'm knowing it back for you, Cheryl, today. You've planted a lot of divine ideas, and I'm seeing every one of them manifest, stay true, even when it is dark, even when it is difficult. We either believe that or we don't. Let's just get real. We either believe in that faith or we do not. We either believe it in here but not out there, or we just know that it is a way of life. We usually believe when we plant the garden. I mentioned my garden in the last 2 weeks. It was so exciting. I had a vision of what could be. What could be? And I put the pads in there, planted the bushes, planted the trees. And then we get tired. Why is it not growing fast enough? Why is it not moving at my timeline? And then I klutz it all up, and I mess it all up, and the original vision gets lost. I've lost the excitement. That's when God happens. That's when love happens, is when the excitement, the honeymoon is over. And a lot of people in New Thought, I'm just going to call it out, love the high and the excitement of it. Feels so good. I've got a great vision. And then the waiting, the silent season of the soul comes. And maybe the excitement isn't there anymore, and we stop. We lose the belief when the work of faith begins. And so here's the invitation of the day. This is the season of Samhain, for those who walk a pagan path like I do. This is the invitation from Gaia, from Pachamama, from the earth to each and every one of us. We might learn something when we stop and listen and pay attention to the people of the earth. Samhain has arrived. The bright half of the year has fallen away. Summer's green abundance has turned to mulch and to memory. Now the land exhales, its pulse spiraling inward, its breath sinking into soil. And we too are asked to turn inward, to follow the roots into the deep, toward the wordless places within, where the old songs hum in the dark and the seeds of new life dream themselves awake. This is the true beginning. Not the golden uprising of spring, but the quiet beginning. The one that stirs beneath everything in the dark where life is made. It is a time to not only descend into our own soul, but to look back at the soil we have come from, the soil of our ancestors, the stories and the compost that they left behind, and the lessons that we can learn from their journeys. It is time to honor all that lies in the darkness and sing the songs of the roots, to sing the songs of the bones, and to sing the songs of the seeds. I walk a Celtic path. My Irish roots go back to the Gaelic, to the Celtic, to the people of the earth. And sometimes in our Western culture, we think we're so advanced. We get so much done. We got so much going on. We're popping and humming and moving and grooving. And maybe we're killing something that is calling for life, and we can follow the people of the earth and just breathe. Take a breath with me. Let it go. How comfortable are we with silence? I don't know about you, but I have had to learn my number one skill is, especially as a man, I find that men, which is why I had you sing today, I'm picking on you a little bit today, I'm one of you. We like to fill in the gaps. It gets uncomfortable. So I jump in to put words into the cracks of existence, to talk it through. Now, when you're not off the hook, you do it too. But the reality is we as a human race have developed, you got to get more done, you got to do more, you got to be more, you got to get more. And so we fill in the cracks of silence where the very gestational process of dreams is happening, where the very goodness of God, take a breath with me again, be still and know. Is that enough? Is that prayer enough? Be still and know. Be still and know is what gets a woman through 9 months of pregnancy. It's what gets a gardener having beautiful tulips and daffodils and irises in their garden. Being still and knowing is why this church is still standing today. Not because of all the programs, all the stuff we do, all the calendaring. It's because we got still and remembered there is a greater timing, a divine purpose. This is the season where nothing seems to be happening, but everything is happening. The season when nothing seems to be happening, but everything is happening. The season where the outer world looks completely unchanged, but the inner world is putting down deep roots, strong enough to carry the dream for a lifetime. Strong enough to carry the vision for a lifetime. It's not just a moment. And so many people are contextualizing their life and their vision and their dreams and their spiritual path as moments or destinations. It's none of that. It is the silent awareness that I am one with the infinite presence of God, and something is being birthed every breath, every thought, every feeling, every silence. Silence is not passive waiting. That's what we think sometimes. It is spiritual integrity. Faith is the inner knowing that the seed already contains the blossom. It is knowing that in the mind of God, it's already done. This is not a rhetorical question. What are you creating in your life? What are you manifesting? What divine idea has found its way to your soul, to your heart, and your mind? Speak it out. Speak it out on the count of three. Just yell it out to the universe. What is the dream, the vision, the seed that's manifesting as you, through you, around you? 1, 2, 3. Well, that was very wonderful. What is birthing through you and as you, as the miracle that God has placed into your heart? 1, 2, 3. I'm inviting you to pray that prayer every day. And then watch out what happens. I laugh at myself. I have this most beautiful affirmative prayer. I claim it to the universe. I say the prayer on Sunday and I leave feeling good, and I start doubting it on Monday. Oh, that's impossible. We set an intention. We cast a vision. It's powerful. It's beautiful. And then we turn 2 seconds after we've said the prayer to have 4 conversations about why you're so afraid. This is what we teach our chaplains. It's done. It's complete. Release it. Let it go. But we pray, yes, there can be comedy. Yes, you can be a stand-up comedian on the highest and greatest stages. And then you finish the prayer, and then you go to Marie and say, I'm really scared. I don't think this can happen. You have canceled. This powerful laboratory that is your mind has now canceled the prayer. Plain and simple. Watch what's coming out of your mouth. Watch what you're allowing between your ears. Because it's either killing the bulb or it's nurturing the bulb. And it's especially what you're saying when the world gets quiet. Take a breath. It's that old song, and I'm going to invite you to sing it with me. When I was picking the music with Cerise, we almost did this one, but it's a little trite, but that's okay. I'm cheesy through and through. Let's put the lyrics up to this song, just the last part of that song. Sebastian, you got the lyrics? I know it's there. We did it earlier. There it is. Nope. Nope. Just remember, in the winter, far beneath the... There it is. I told you. See, I was patient enough. Sing it with me. Just remember, in the winter, far beneath the bitter snows, lies the seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose. This isn't just a pretty song, thank you, Bette Midler. It's holy biology. It is sacred botany. It is spiritual technology. And we're either using it or we're not. 4 lessons to add to the 8 that I've given you already in this series. We're going to go through them quickly. And so here are the 4. Take a picture, write them down. This is what's important this week in the garden. 1, growth is happening even when we see nothing. Say that with me. Growth is happening even when we see nothing. 2, growth unfolds in wisdom and faith, not in rush. 3, silence is not inactivity, it's incubation. You're giving birth to something. Don't push the baby out too soon. 4, we must celebrate and give thanks for the unseen. A teacher once said to a student, you plant an acorn and you expect a mighty oak by morning. But even God does not rush trees. As the band makes their way back up here and Danielle comes back up, I invite you this week to give thanks for progress that has not bloomed yet. To give thanks in the midst of your health journey, in the midst of the dream coming to reality, in the midst of the career unfolding before you. Don't rush it. Give thanks and be grateful that beneath the surface something is beautiful in the garden of your life. You see, the space between prayer and manifestation is not an empty hallway, no matter what anybody tells you. The space between prayer and manifestation has never been and never will be an empty hallway. It is a construction zone. I hope you'll come back next week. I'm going to talk about fertilizer next week. And pardon my French to all those people who don't like it when I say words, shit happens. And that's the moment where the quiet place of the soul gets nurtured with fertilizer and what it needs. Go live the dream, go be the dream, and then bring the energy into this room because this community is creating dreams as well. I love you and appreciate you. Thank you.